Now it's time to talk to our local vet, and in the studio this morning is Dr. Andrew Denman from the Orange Vet Hospital. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks. Thanks for having us.
And this morning, Andrew, what are some of the things you're seeing in terms of the issues you're seeing at the moment in winter for farmers in particular?
Yeah, so we're seeing some issues with the late rain that we've had and the warm weather. We're seeing some metabolic problems in cattle and sheep. And we expect to see this worsen as it starts to warm up in the next couple of weeks. Even though the Bureau of Meteorology suggests it is going to be dry through the winter and spring, I think with the recent rain that we've had and the lush feed that we're already seeing, as it does warm up, I think we are going to see a fairly good spring. It may not last a long time, but we're still going to see quite a lot of green feed come through. And that can create problems with cattle and horses.
Yeah, with those metabolic issues you mentioned, what are some of the reasons behind that, you think?
Well, in cattle, one of the big things that we see is a disease called grass tetany. That is a low level of magnesium within the blood, so hypomagnesia. And it is generally presents in cattle that have a young calf at foot. So they'll have a peak lactation. These calves will be about 6 to 8 weeks of age. And cattle don't have an ability to store magnesium. They need a daily requirement of magnesium. And when we see this lush green feed come through in the springtime, it's actually very low in magnesium. So you'll have loss of magnesium in the milk and a poor uptake of that daily intake of magnesium in the pasture. And without supplementation, those animals will become very low in magnesium, and then that causes seizuring and acute death.
Is that unusual to see that around this kind of time of year? Is it unusual conditions?
Yeah, it is unusual. We do see that. We normally see it mid to late August, because that's the time when a lot of these cows do have calves at foot. But also the pasture is at the optimal growth at that time in that late winter, early spring. But for some reason, I think particularly on the crops, we've had really, really lush winter crops come through. The rain was just the perfect timing for that. And farmers are utilising those crops, trying to save their pasture, so they've got these beautiful crops. But unfortunately, they're very low in magnesium. So we have, even the best managed farms have been caught out this season, not expecting this disease process to be apparent this early and through the winter, because it's been a little bit warmer. And we did have that rain at the right time.
What's the kind of advice then for farmers? What should they be looking out for with this stuff?
So with cattle and grass tetany or low magnesium, it's all about prevention is better than treatment. So we can treat those animals, but the prognosis is quite grave. So particularly on a herd or a flock issue, it's much more important about prevention. And that's getting magnesium into these cows on a daily basis, which can be easier said than done. There's a bit of cost involved, a bit of logistics and a bit of hard work. But there's different formulations, either putting things on hay, so spraying things on hay. There's loose licks. There's blocks that you can get from the rural supply people. But it's all about management and trying to get magnesium into these cows on a daily basis. So there's proven ways to do that. It just is, when do you start that? And I think some farmers have been caught out just because it's been a little bit earlier than we would normally expect.
Is there any signs that people should be looking out for in their livestock?
With grass tetany and that disease process, it's very quick. So it's what we call a sudden death. So if you're really, really observant, you might notice some tetany and some muscle tremors and whatnot of the ears and the face, or a high stepping gait. They can become aggressive, but a lot of times it's a sudden death. So you just wake up and you'll have 4 or 5 cows dead overnight. It really can happen that quickly. And so, again, it's more about prevention than treatment.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You're hearing from Dr. Andrew Denman from the Orange Vet Hospital. And, Doctor, what are you expecting to see come into spring? Are these some of the issues that will continue? Is there any other things that people should be keeping an eye out for?
Yeah, so we're concerned about the metabolic problems with low magnesium in cattle and low calcium in sheep and cattle, as we've touched on. The other thing that we're going to see probably is some nitrate poisoning. Mm-hmm. So, again, with this lush green feed, sometimes that feed has a high level of nitrate, and that can cause a sudden death syndrome in cattle as well. But the other one that we see a lot is not so much in our livestock, but in our horses. And that's a disease called laminitis, which again occurs because of a lush green feed that comes in the springtime. So we're very concerned that we're going to see a lot of real good lush green feed as it warms up, because we've had the rain. Even if we don't get much more rain, the moisture profile of the of the soil is very high, and I think a lot of horses in the district will be, if they have access to that green feed, then they may get a disease called laminitis.
And it's been quite a warm winter as well, considering, so that's probably contributed to that growth as well.
Yeah, definitely. And that's where normally we got the rain at the right time. It was just quite warm through late June and July, so and we didn't have many frosts until the last week or so. So we've seen unusually good growth through the winter, much more than we normally would expect. And even if we don't get the rain, I think once the frosts die off in a couple of weeks or 3 or 4 weeks and we get to late autumn, particularly in some of the farming area that's a little lower in altitude, they'll get really good growth. And that's when we expect to see some of these signs that we're seeing now even worsen. So it's all about prevention and all those diseases.
You touched on some of the things farmers can do to get prepared. Is there any key things for heading into, you know, while we're in the depths of winter at the moment, heading into spring that farmers can do to get ready?
Well, each one depends on what disease process they're concerned about. But again, I can only stress for all of those things, it's prevention rather than treatment. So whether that be low calcium, low magnesium, nitrate poisoning, whether it's laminitis in horses, it's all about preventing that. And so that's maybe the best thing they can do is get in contact with the local veterinarian or the local land services, the government vets, and just talk about those disease processes, and then we can go into in more depth with each sort of disease and each farmer as they're concerned about it.
Well, I really appreciate your time this morning, Dr. Andrew Denman from the Orange Vet Hospital. Thanks for coming in this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having us.